Welcome to Menopause Matters.
Hello and welcome to our Menopause Matters podcast. Today we're going to talk about hormone replacement therapy, or HRT. HRT has been around for about 60 years now, and in that time has gone through a whole roller coaster of popularity and disrepute. Over the last few years in particular, there's been a lot of publicity about HRT, and at times the risks of HRT have been significantly exaggerated. Anyway, let's go back to basics and think about what HRT actually is, when it should be used, and in what forms it is available. The main part of hormone replacement therapy is estrogen. This is because the symptoms of the menopause are thought to be due to a lack of estrogen. When the ovaries decline or stop working or are removed, the body becomes low in estrogen, and the symptoms are thought to be a consequence of this. Therefore, to treat the symptoms, which would be the main reason to take HRT, we aim to give back estrogen. All the estrogens currently available and which are used in HRT are derived from plant extracts, except one type, which is derived from horse's urine. Estrogen can be taken in either tablet form, which would be the most common way of taking it, as a daily tablet, or as a patch can be applied to the lower abdomen, the bottom, the hips or the thighs. And depending on the type, this can be changed either once or twice weekly. It's also available as a gel, which is applied daily either to the thighs or the arms. Finally, estrogen can be used in the form of implants. This is a tiny little pellet which is inserted just under the skin of the tummy and is usually given about every 6 months. It does need a small procedure for the implant to be inserted, but this usually doesn't take long and has very few difficulties associated with it. Estrogen is very effective at controlling menopausal symptoms. Studies have shown a reduction in symptoms such as flushes, sweats, mood swings, poor sleeping, etc. of about 70 to 80%, and it's currently the most effective treatment that we have available. If estrogen is used in this form in women who still have a womb intact, then one problem with estrogen is that it can stimulate the lining of the womb, and eventually this could lead to an increased risk of cancer of the lining of the womb. Therefore, unless you have had a hysterectomy, which would mean the womb would have been removed, if you're taking HRT, you have to balance the estrogen with another hormone, progesterone. And progesterone is usually combined in the tablets or in patches. At the moment, we don't have progesterone available in the gel form or in the implant form. Depending on the way in which the progesterone is given determines whether or not you will have bleeding on the HRT. If you start HRT when you've still got some kind of period pattern, then the progesterone is given for part of the month, whereas estrogen would be given every day. And given progesterone for a short phase each month leads to a withdrawal bleed, a bit like a period, in about 85% of users. However, if your periods have stopped, it would be very inconvenient to go back to having these withdrawal bleeds, and therefore HRT can be given in a different way, in which the progesterone is given every day along with the estrogen. This way keeps the lining of the womb thin, and although bleeding is quite common in the first 6 months of this kind of period-free or continuous combined treatment, it wouldn't be expected to continue thereafter, and therefore you can have the benefits of HRT without the nuisance of the withdrawal bleed. We've mentioned quite a bit about the increased risk of breast cancer. Other risks that have been talked about in association with HRT, particularly following the publication of results from the Big American study a few years ago, were an increased risk of heart disease, stroke, blood clot. These, in fact, are now thought to be very small. The increased risk of heart attack and stroke mostly apply to much older women who would be starting HRT for the first time, and we now feel that for the women within 10 years or so of a menopause, so within the 40s and 50s, who could start taking HRT then for control of the symptoms, are very unlikely to have any detrimental effect on the heart, and in fact it may be proven eventually that HRT is actually beneficial for the heart taken at that stage. It seems that there's a window of opportunity in that if HRT is started at an early stage when the circulation when the blood vessels are still healthy, it can have beneficial effects. But if we wait until a woman's perhaps 20 or more years after the menopause, say in her 70s, when the vessels then may already be diseased, then HRT is not likely to reverse that process and in some may cause a small increased risk of further harm. The association with HRT and blood clot has been a fairly consistent finding. It is a small risk and it seems to apply to women taking tablet form of HRT, but particularly those who have other risk factors. So if, for example, they've had a blood clot such as a deep vein thrombosis, or known as a DVT, or a blood clot going to the lung, if they've had one of these before, or there's a strong family history of that, if they are very overweight or not very mobile, then these are other risk factors that should be taken into consideration. It now appears that if that is the case, taking the patch form of HRT is not likely to have the same small increased risk, and therefore if HRT is required, perhaps in those situations a patch would be considered. The type of HRT that would be used depends on personal preference, on medical history, and on response to previous treatments. It's very individualised, we're all different, and there is one type that would suit everyone. As well as the different routes that we've talked about, the tablets, the patches, the gel, etc., there are lots of different products that have different types of oestrogen, different dosages, and different types of progesterone. Finding the right product can be quite a challenge, but for many, the first one that is tried will often be appropriate and suitable. All the types of oestrogen that we've talked about so far are known as systemic HRT, and this is used when you have symptoms throughout your body, as I've already mentioned, such as the flushes, the sweats, the mood swings, joint aches, etc. However, if the symptoms are more related to vagina and bladder symptoms, such as vaginal dryness, discomfort during intercourse, passing urine more often, discomfort passing urine, etc., these symptoms are thought to be due to the lack of oestrogen just in the vagina and bladder areas. And therefore, to treat these, you don't have to take HRT, which goes through your whole body. You can take oestrogen just into the vagina. This is available in the form of very small tablets, creams, pessaries, and there is a vaginal ring which is placed in the vagina and releases the oestrogen gradually over a 3-month period. These types of HRT, known as local HRT or local oestrogen, can be used indefinitely without having concern about the side effects or the risks of HRT. Moving on to the risks, as I said, the risks have been pretty much exaggerated over the last few years. It's now felt that for women who have an early or a premature menopause, who are under the age of 50, the benefits of HRT by far outweigh the risks, and they should be aware about the option of HRT and should discuss this with the doctor about which type would best suit them. For women aged between 50 and 60, if they are having menopausal symptoms, then again the benefits of HRT are likely to outweigh the risks. The greatest concern with long-term use of HRT is a small increased risk of breast cancer, and this is now thought to apply to women who take HRT for more than 5 years, perhaps even more than 10 years, beyond the age of 50. Therefore, the younger women taking HRT for only a few years, this should not be a great concern to them. There's often a lot of uncertainty as to how long HRT can be used. And again, it's very individual. As I mentioned, for women who are having an early or premature menopause, it is now recommended that they should consider using HRT up until the normal age of the menopause, which is round about 51 or 52. But those who are taking it for symptoms after the age of 50 do need to be aware about the association with a small increased risk of breast cancer with long-term use. Having said that, although there has been this notion that one should only therefore take HRT for a maximum of 5 years after the age of 50, that isn't necessarily the case. And for many women, if the symptoms do go on longer than the 5 years, then they can choose to continue HRT as long as they feel that the benefits outweigh the risks for them. There therefore shouldn't be any strict limit on duration of treatment. It depends on the woman making the informed choice. and this will rely on her having a discussion with her doctor or practice nurse, perhaps every year or so, to review the benefits and risks for her, to update on any new information that may have come out, and to balance the risks against the benefits. With every woman, we have to help to try and balance the risks against the benefits. We are all different, and the menopause affects us all differently. The response to treatment affects us all differently. HRT is still an incredibly useful, effective, and safe treatment for those that are struggling with menopausal symptoms.